The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon. Are you ready for Double Time with Double D? Go behind the scenes of the NFL and the game with Dave Duerson. We want to hear your words, too. Don't be afraid to speak up. Now, here's your host, Dave Duerson, Double D.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. It's great to be back and to have another discussion. And today we go with part three. And we're going to close out this series. We've been at this now for some 3 weeks, but today we're going to close it out. This is the segment that we've titled affectionately, What in the Football? As if to say, what in the hell? Things have gone absolutely bonkers in the world of professional football and collegiate football over the last couple of weeks. And so today we're going to be discussing a number of points, emails, in fact, that have come in from fans all across the country who've hit me on my Facebook page and my fan page. We're also going to be taking your calls at 888-346-9144. Likewise, we'll have on later during the course of our show today, we'll have our sports analyst, Gil Tyree, the CBS sports analyst, joining us. We'll also have our legal expert, Kim Harper, joining us from Dallas, Texas, and our director of sports at Voice America Sports Radio, Ray Ellis, joining us. But I'm very excited about introducing my first guest, who will be calling in very shortly to discuss some things as it pertains to our overall health. And so get your pens ready, because you will definitely want to take part in this discussion. So I'm giving you some forewarning. But in regards to this, what in the football, let's just start off this thing by talking about USC. And what's going on with the Trojans? Simply put, based upon Reggie Bush and one of their basketball talents, USC has been banned from bowl games for 2 years. Over 30 scholarships have been taken away. That's some 10 scholarships a year for the next 3 years. All because, in fact, of Reggie Bush. Reggie says that he's going to make good on it, and that, of course, that this whole thing should not have happened. Pete Carroll, who was the former head football coach of Southern Cal, who left just over the course of the last couple of months to become both the head football coach and general manager of the Seattle Seahawks, he called this ban on USC and the fact that the juniors and seniors who are currently on USC's roster now have the ability to leave USC without sitting out for a year and can go and play Division I football anywhere else in the country. Pete Carroll called that a devastating fire sale. But he went on to say, and this is the key point, he said that this devastating fire sale is akin to, quote, free agency in the NFL. And isn't that an interesting thing? Because we talked about this last week and the fact that there has been this major shift that's taking place within college football and moving in a move towards four or five major mega football conferences. And that as such, the college football system is moving in the absolute direction of the National Football League, that Pete Carroll comes out and says that the fact that juniors and seniors can now move without penalty, much like a coach can move without penalty, that the fact that a junior or senior in college football can move without penalty is, quote-unquote, akin to a fire sale and absolute akin to free agency in the NFL. Pete Carroll was with Southern Cal from 2000 to 2009, and he achieved a 97-19 win-loss record with seven consecutive Pac-10 titles and two national championships. But that's the bizarre thing that's going on right now. You know, this is not just happening at Southern Cal. It's happening across the world of college football. But But our main focus, of course, is the National Football League. But hence our title again today, What in the Football? As if to say, what in the hell? If you guys have been following what's going on, Albert Haynesworth plays for the Washington Redskins, signed a $100 million contract just a year ago, received a $21 million bonus just a couple of days ago, and is a holdout for the Redskins' two-day minicamp. What's bizarre about that is now the Redskins are focused on a legal challenge and trying to get all or some of that money back. The interesting thing is that there was some bad weather that took place in D.C., and had Albert actually shown up for minicamp, they were only on the field for 15 minutes due to thunder and lightning storms. So that's kind of bizarre. Marvin Harrison, former great with wide receiver with the Indianapolis Colts, an assured Hall of Famer, was stopped yesterday driving the wrong way down a one-way street. Turns out he had a gun in the vehicle that was loaded. And, yep, this happened last night. And so officials in Philadelphia are testing that gun through ballistics based upon an individual who had claimed a couple of years ago that, Harrison had taken a couple of shots at him, which, of course, Harrison denied that that happened at a nightclub. And then the following year, in 2008, that individual showed up dead. So we've got a lot of bizarre things to discuss. But I'm excited today to talk about the number of things that are going on. You know, we talk about injuries in sports and what have you, particularly in the National Football League. The gentleman that I'm bringing on right now, Dr. John Thorpe of the Thorpe Institute. And as I said to you, my listening audience, earlier, I asked that you go ahead and grab a pen and a pad, because the information that, we're going to give you over these next 5 to 10 minutes is going to be a brain overload. But more important than that, he is going to give us a very quick education on how you can go about healing your body and the ways in which that can be made manifest. Now, here's the quick story. John Thorpe is one of the foremost authorities on relieving pain. But more important than that, he's a superstar stuntman. We've seen him in movies all over the place, TV commercials that we didn't even know we were seeing the guy. And he blew his knee out to the point that when I met him a couple of weeks in Las Vegas, and I saw the knee personally myself, that happened, I believe it was over some 10 or 15 years ago, there's no way in the world that this man should even be walking on this knee. Not only that, he's got perfect extension and flexing with the knee. Then he stood and ran in place in front of me on this same knee. And he's rehabilitated the likes of Michael Jordan and some others. But I bring him on right now so that he can tell the story and give you guys further insight. John, it's great to have you on. Welcome to Double Time with Double D.
Thanks, Dave. Pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. I tell you that I've had some incredible guests on, but this is a moment that I'm particularly excited about, because my listening audience is going to, everybody who's in my listening audience can identify with pain, and everybody can identify with the fact that the one thing that we all look forward to is good health, and you've got some proven technology that's FDA approved, et cetera, but without, as opposed to me talking about it, please give us some insight and then give us some your history and how this whole thing came about that you became the foremost expert on pain.
Well, it started January 6th of 86, where I shattered my tibia, my fibia, and my femur all under the knee joint. So we're going on almost a quarter of a century now, Dave. And
that's a total blowout.
This technology really was thrust into the limelight in 1982, 83 with Bradshaw's alien throwing arm. You know,
right.
Bradshaw, Terry was a patient of this technology. So was Montana, Jack Nicklaus, Fuzzy Zoeller, Lee Trevino, you know, on and on and on. But the general public never got wind of this stuff because, number one, it was not well understood regarding training and proper training in the use of these instruments. They're microcurrent devices using artificial intelligence. So to sum that up, it's Chinese medicine on steroids. I hate to use that word, but it's Chinese medicine with a microcurrent technology that reads and treats your body at 100 times a second until the cell electrical potential resonates at homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're doing is we're enhancing ATP production by up to 500%, and that's basically the fuel that runs runs the mitochondria. Here's your little physiology lesson for the day, but that's the whole sodium chloride input-output. Now, if these, what are now known as voltage-sensitive ion channels, these little tunnel-like structures are controlled electrically and not biochemically. So this is, an acupuncture point is a highly conductive point in the body. By needling two points, I'm trying to get lightning to strike. Well, because of the lack of qi, and because of the poor diets and the amount of toxicity, we're dealing with a very immunodeficient toxic society. So many people don't have the qi available to get their lightning to strike just plainly using needles. So okay, when we use this technology, no needles are involved.
Into lay terms real quick, John, so that our listening audience can gain a full sense of exactly what you just shared. If we were to talk about the movie The Matrix, now at the point when Neo sees everything, you know, from the digital perspective, where the whole world around him is an electrical current, and he himself is an electrical current. That's in essence what you're sharing right now. That
correct. We're all body electric. You're diagnosed with an EEG, an EKG, and an EMG. If you're diagnosed electrically, why aren't you being treated electrically?
Uh-huh.
It'd be the last thing the pharmaceutical industry wants is a painless therapy that gets you well and costs nothing to use but a few cents in electricity. You might think you don't need drugs. So what we're doing is we're enhancing the body's ability to heal itself 2 to 3 times faster than normal. We're giving what the body needs, the energy substrate, so you can keep the cell. It sells like a battery in the car.
Mm-hmm.
If your battery's low, your engine won't start. So same thing with the human body. If you're controlled electrically, not biochemically, you're an electrical being. So we're dealing with that electrical energy in your body, connecting all the circuitry, because your cells communicate electrically, just like you said in The Matrix. And so now we can't over-treat you, we can't overstimulate you, we can only normalize you so your body can heal itself. And once that body's in normal electrical homeostasis, that's when the body's in a condition to heal itself, and it can ward off all the diseases. Because as Dr. Sinatra says, if you go to YouTube and simply write in one word, Thorpe Institute, only don't put like Jim Thorpe on there, don't put an E on the end, it's Thorpe Institute. Thorpe Institute, and you'll see a whole list of doctors from around the world, top cardiologists, top neurologists, top, you know, osteopathic and immunologist doctors talking about and substantiating what the stuntman found to be true back in 1986 when I went in search for the cure. They hate that word cure like the devil hates holy water. To actually fix something. And I'm bone on bone. In a year from the date of the injury, I ran my first triathlon on a leg they said would never bend, as you saw it.
As I saw it, you should not have been walking on it, but not only were you bending on it, you ran in place right in front of me. But let me just ask you this, though, Jim. You know, as we talk about this disease, you know, that I've always heard it described simply as dis-ease. And so, you know, so in regards to this whole injury thing, that in essence is saying that okay, you know, we've got this electrical current running, that our bodies are electrical current running north and south, but at the point of injury, would in layman's terms, would it be to say that at the point of injury, it's running east and west?
Right. At the point of injury, your body sends out, you know, fluid to basically freeze you in your tracks. So edema occurs. So then blood flow as well as electric is going to go around that edema. So you're stuck as your body heals from the outside in, leaving behind scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
What we're able to do is normalize conductance through the area of pathology, remove all the edema, reestablish homeostasis so you can move the joint again, but you're not doing it with any unnatural Band-Aid or masking it with a cortisone shot or anything like that. You're actually moving the energy electrically and getting through the area of pathology, bringing blood flow in with it, bringing all the healing in with it. So now the body expedited healing ability 2 to 3 times faster than normal.
Healing itself.
You've removed the edema. You've expedited that body's process of healing, because that could have taken 3 to 6 weeks to finally move that edema, where you have removed it today. Not 6 weeks from today, immediately, by running current through that area of pathology.
Now, in regards to some of the that's absolutely incredible. Now, in regards to some of the individuals who have come to you for your help, whom you've cured or you know, taken away their pain, given them their lives back and livelihood in many instances, give us a quick rundown on who some of those individuals are and the nature of their injury.
Well, this last year, I took a gal that rolled her ankle prior to the Olympic trials for the women's soccer team. And so no way did she feel she was going to get on the plane to Korea. She was up for the alternate spot. So she came here with a fat ankle. Her dad's a cardiovascular surgeon who's also my patient. And so he said, you got to do a miracle on my daughter. So the first day she came in on crutches, she walked out with the crutches in her hand. 3 days later, she's running up and down in the driveway. She gets on the plane. She beats out the alternate on the U.S. Olympic women's soccer team, goes all the way for Olympic gold. And then just a couple nights ago, you might have seen the Chicago Cubs with Ted Lilly on the mound. Ted watched me treat his agent and his bullpen catcher 15 years ago, and Ted was never hurt, but he went through some shoulder surgery, and so Ted called me February and said, hey, John, you fixed my agent. Can you fix me? You know, so I went up to his house, and then he flew in his strength and conditioning coach, Mark O'Neill. The next thing I was at spring training with the Cubs, and then Ted threw close to a no-no the other night, poor kid with pouring down rain, but to see him in his last year of contract with the Cubs, with everything online,
yes.
You know, and then to see that kid throwing same kind of velocity, same kind of speed, and never in his history had he gone no-no for almost nine innings, first, you know, but pouring down rain. So that's just in the last, you know, that's just this last year. You know, we can go back further than that with all the different professional surfers and everybody that I've worked on. But
and the Michael Jordans, et cetera.
Michael Jordan was treated with the instruments not by me, but with the Lakers and the Raiders and the Rams and Jordan actually purchased an instrument for himself.
Right.
So did Jack Nicklaus. So did quite a few other. Isaiah Thomas, you know, it was his, you know, the Bulls trainer, Mark File, you know, with the instrument. So, but all these kind of trainers kind of moved on or went into their own private practices, and the instrument just kind of went back into the closet because people didn't understand that they were electrically detoxifying the body.
Yes.
and the, some of the atypical responses that were actually great responses. So without the proper training, the instrument is only as good as the person that stands behind it, and that's what we do here at Thorpe Institute. We've got reproducible clinical protocols. We can teach anybody in a 40-hour week to get better results from reduction of chronic pain than many that studied for 10 and 11 years. And I can teach anybody this to do it in a 40-hour week.
And that's another one of those things that I wanted to discuss, that aside from the fact that you are the foremost authority on removing pain, and this is backed by in fact, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, but that you have a goal right now of training 1,000 technicians.
We're out to change the face of medicine as you know it today, non-drug, non-invasive, with a 90%+ success rate reduction of chronic pain. My goal is 1,000 technicians giving back 1,000 hours free, crippled kids, elderly veterans, then they get their, and elderly people, destitute, and then they get their certification, and then we'll place them in the 14,000+ medical doctors' offices that are involved with the Institute of Functional Medicine in a brand new career in electrotoxicology.
Right.
What do we have for this country? A new way of looking at medicine that improves healthcare quality, lowers healthcare cost, and jobs for hundreds of thousands of people to be placed in medical offices in every hospital. This should be done in emergency rooms and physical therapy departments. I've run two hospital centers myself.
Yes.
And seeing all the, you know, what it does. And so real medicine, real results, just common sense medicine.
Real jobs and like $2,500 a day.
That's why
I wanted my listeners to get their pens, that we're talking about healing the body with electricity, which our bodies are, in fact, electrical, are simply electrical currents.
You mentioned the Nobel Prize, just to kind of bring that up. In 1991, I mean, this electrical medicine has been around since, you know, back in the days of in the early 20s, where Dr. Reif cured 100% of his cancer patients using nothing more than electrical energy. Go to the cancer cure that worked. 50 years of oppression. Just put in the cancer cure that worked. It's a book that Reif did this back in the 20s, but at the same time they were coming out with penicillin and all this other stuff to pull this country out of the depression.
Mm-hmm.
So all the focus went, instead of to Reif's work that he was doing at Eleanor Scripps's home, Scripps Institute in La Jolla here, you know, he did all of his work here. He developed a microscope that could see things that no one else could see, and he found that every disease, EVs had a very specific oscillating, Morsel oscillating rate, and that every virus had an electrical potential. By taking it one bit above that electrical potential, you could kill the virus every time. That was rife. Now, 1991, fast forward, Dr. Naren Sackman proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that cells are controlled electrically and not biochemically, and that they actually had 24 to 28 little tunnel-like structures that went from the mitochondria, or from the cell membrane, through the mitochondria and out the other side, so that you had input-output. You're getting nutrient in, waste product out, you're enhancing ATP. So now they developed a patch clamp that could isolate and detect these incredibly small tunnel-like structures that weren't controlled by larger current, but controlled by millions to trillions of an ampere. Now, this isn't a TENS device. It actually corrects the problem at the cellular level. TENS just misdirects the signal. So I want to be clear on that, that it was legalized under TENS, because in the early 80s and 70s, that's what they were looking for, as they said, well, this we know does something with pain, but anything lower than that, we're not really sure of what it does. Well, then Naren Sackman got the Nobel Prize proving that cells were actually controlled at millions to trillions to down to the nanoamperage, and that's what opened these gates that allow waste out of nutrient in. If you can't eat or go to the bathroom, you're going to die. The same thing with your cell. It needs to eat and get rid of waste, and that's what we do. We open the gates that allow that.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
Just science. This is just pure science. You know, it's just something that's been mislooked because the pharmaceutical industry took over. And so they, you know, that's what their goal is. And so I drew a line in the sand a long time ago, but now I'm actually in a compounding pharmacy, because if you're going to write a prescription for the pain medications or this, write a prescription for this to deal with the side effects that, by the way, can be death.
Yes.
You know, so here, just deal with the side effects, write a prescription for this other FDA piece of equipment that's approved, and that, you know, so to deal with the electrical potential in the body, to deal with detoxification and getting rid of all the toxic elements. Not all drugs are bad, but, you know, I don't care who takes credit for getting the patient well, as long as the patient gets well.
Exactly. And so that's what excites me, and I wanted to let our listening audience know that you and I are in discussions about ways in which we can bring your technology to the National Football League, not just simply to the current players, but more importantly to the 8,600 former players, which many of these guys have got orthopedic problems and chronic pain, et cetera, that through your technology, we can not only remove their pain, but give them their lives back, their livelihoods back, and their quality of living increases. So with that mobility, once the pain's gone, we can get the weight off of them, their diabetes goes away, their high blood pressure goes away, all of those particular ailments that come along side of an orthopedic injury. So,
the arthritis, all the arthritic conditions, all those things. I mean, I'm bone on bone, Dave, as you saw my knee.
Absolutely.
You get energy through there. You know, we work with what's working. You know, maybe you only need a little Teflon coating in there that brings in collagen and elastin and enhances that ATP production. And then the body's able to heal itself no matter what condition you're in. But once you get out of pain, you can start to move again. You get that heart going, you know, and your diet. You start looking at your diet again and food combining correctly. So if you fuel correctly and exercise, you do half, we do the other half, and give you the energy substrates to allow your body to heal, you know, miracles occur.
Absolutely. And the thing, too, for our listeners, you can go to ThorpeInstitute.com, and you will see various video testimonies from all sorts of physicians and big names like Jack Canfield and others, and athletes giving their testimonies. But you'll also see John Thorpe, and you'll see his knee, that bone-on-bone that we're discussing. And when you see it, you'll say to yourself, there's no way in the world that this man should be able to do what he's doing, but you'll see it for yourself. And so, you know, this is as good as it gets, because, you know, again, John was standing there in my suite, and he's running in front of me, and I just couldn't believe it. But, you know, it's proven technology. It's absolutely sound, but more importantly, this is life-changing. It's holistic medicine. It's the body healing itself. And so, you know, I've become a student just over the last 3 weeks in total appreciation of what John is doing, because I see the need with my colleagues. And again, as I said, we've got some 8,600 former players in the National Football League, many who've suffered orthopedic injuries, but we can remove the arthritic pain. We can get these guys their lives back, and as a result of that, we can eliminate and control their diabetes and their blood pressure and all those other types of things. So I'm I'm particularly excited. So, John, other than going to thethorpeinstitute.com, is there any other way that my listening audience can find one of your technicians or one of your facilities here in the country?
Yeah, if you go to our website, naturally we do have facilities all across the country. If you want to see some video testimonials, go to YouTube. Just put in Thorpe Institute, T-H-O-R-P Institute, I-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E, one word. That'll give you the video testimonials. The website, www.thorpeinstitute.com, that gives you a lot of the science. You want to click on Nobel Prize. You want to click on double-blind studies. You want to see what we did with TMJ, TMD. You want to see wound repairs. You can't BS a wound. When you've got a diabetic ulcer, decubitus or venous stasis ulcer, and the next step, amputation, and we get that wound well, is that person happy? They didn't lose their foot. So these are the things, that the miraculous stuff that the human body is capable of doing if we put it in a condition to do it by itself. So my cell phone, if anybody needs to reach me directly and really, I give that to all of our students and anybody out there. It's 805-798-1121. I answer every, it may take me an hour or two to get back to you, but I answer every phone call. We're a company that has never solicited ever.
Right.
We're a very strong company. We've never had to. It's been by word of mouth. I've run two hospital programs at Loma Linda and Castle Medical Center, overseeing close to 45,000 patients.
Mm-hmm.
Our classes are taught by a master's in physical therapy. We're accredited for continued education for physical therapists and doctors of Chinese medicine. We're looking for accreditation nationally in all the medical arts. But real medicine, real results, and we're here to solve that problem of healthcare. Improve it, improve healthcare quality, lower healthcare cost.
Absolutely. Well, that is absolutely awesome. Well, John, again, I want to thank you for joining me and for
guys, everybody's enjoyed all the Sunday football guys, and after their career's over and they go home, you said something to me that touched my heart today. These guys go home and they're kind of now put off with their pain and with no support from anybody other than the pharmaceutical remedy of here, take a pill, and then they start mixing medicines and getting confused. And the next thing, it's death by medicine.
Yes.
So that's what we want to prevent. We want to give everybody a clean shot at getting clean and being able to function the way they want to and giving their life back. And that's what my goal is, and I know that's your goal too, Dave, so let's make it happen.
Very good, very good. But before I let you go, John, I've got on with us Ray Ellis, great safety with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns, the director of sports for VoiceAmericaSports.com. And Ray and I are always in conversation about how we can help. What can we do? Using both my show and his, and the fact that he gave me this platform so that I can educate the masses. Ray Ellis is on with us right now, and I know he wants to add comment before we let you get away, because you are a wealth of knowledge. Ray.
It's only taken 25 years to become an overnight success.
I know that's right.
Well, I am pleased to at least have the opportunity to ask ask John a question, and Dave, thank you again for a marvelous guest. You bring about the diversity of the personality and of the athlete, of which many times people don't get to see. They box us in as football players, and that's it.
That's right.
But this,
we got a super stunt man here.
Well, this obviously has a lot to do with sport, because as we talked about, particularly the injuries of which happen to so many athletes. But I would like to ask John a question. I think what the solutions that you've discovered over your years of practice, they tend to go directly to the core of the integrity of so many other doctors out there. Are they not looking for a cure? Why would anybody dispute what you have proven?
Well, the thing is it's number one, it doesn't fit into the time frame of the medical practitioner. It's a solid hour of treatment time. The average time an MD gives you is 2 to 5 minutes. So, but we can train anybody. This is a brand new profit stream into any medical office. But they're, here these guys come out of college. They went to pharma college. So they got pharmacology. Now they come out and they're given a pen and a piece of paper, and if they don't write 40 prescriptions a day, how do they pay? Because they didn't get this in college. They didn't even get nutrition in college. So I'm just out to give doctors new tools that, but now we have to get the insurance companies in line. I take a guy with a bulged herniated disc that's already pre-approved for an $80,000 surgery, get him well for $4,500, and I've got to argue with the insurance company to pay me, and I saved him $75,000.
Yeah.
You know, what's up with this? So, you know, and the insurance company, we're under this false thing of that we're insured. Well, we're not. It's, again, pharmacology. 18% of our gross national is on pharmaceuticals. So the doctors out there, they didn't get these tools. They got pharmacology. So now they're dealing with the incorrect tools, and this is what they got. They go, John, how do I just shift? How do I become the good, caring doctor that I want to be? I said, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to market medicine that's truly common sense medicine and get you into a cash-paying practice that you don't have to rely on the pharmaceutical industry to make sure that your staff is paid, that you get vacation. They show up with pens and cups and take you golfing. Nobody pays your malpractice insurance or anything like that. So this whole model, this business model of the pharmacology industry is beautiful. Puts you into school, gets you $200,000 in debt. Now, how do you change JOBs when you find out you're doing more harm than good in the medical model?
Yes.
So now we have 14,000 plus MD strong that have been through the Institute of Functional Medicine. That's another thing. Functionalmedicine.org are medical doctors that are tired of being pharmaceutical prostitutes. They're looking to be the real doctor once again. They're looking to, instead of saying pain, Vicodin, heart, statin, the elbow down the hall, nobody's got a name, nobody's got anything, but they're given 2 to 5 minutes to deal with you. And that's all the time they have, and they've got to write those 40 scripts a day, or they can't make ends meet. So
Wow. Our
whole medical model has got to be changed into wellness. We're a wellness company, not a sickness company. The sicker you are, the more money you're worth. So just realize you don't want to check into a hospital today because we're losing so many people with iatrogenic death, which means death by medicine or death under care. And that's what has to stop. And you don't want to check into a hospital because of the rate of infection and things like that. We've got the best in acute care, but we've got the worst when you get shifted downstairs. You get no care.
Yeah, and we can attack many, if not all, of these problems using microcurrent technology, simply getting the body to do what it's supposed to do and have those electrical currents running north and south as opposed
all,
to...
All disease is toxic response. Mm. If you remove the toxicity, you remove the response, which is dis-ease. And so we're electrically detoxifying. And so what we've trademarked is you become an electrotoxicologist, and you're doing the art of electrotoxicology. So we're working with, and this is substantiated by Nobel Prize. But what we've done is now, just like with radiology, there was no radiologist before radiology. So now we have these missile guidance chip technology, artificial intelligence looking into your body and then correcting it at 100 times a second. So
Right. We've
got the instruments that can do the job. So now it's a matter of getting them into every medical office, every hospital, and med technicians around the world. This is a global opportunity, not just of this country. You know,
absolutely.
Pain takes no holiday and has no boundaries.
Absolutely. And not only the equipment that will do the job, you're talking about creating 1,000 jobs. In other words, taking 1,000 people who are willing to be trained and volunteer 1,000 hours, who will then become toxicology technicians and be able to do this themselves and have a livelihood that could command up to $2,500.
And we'll align them with the doctors that are looking for these people that are trained and certified to go into their office so that they now can offer to all their patients that they've failed with. Here we've got a brand new, heck, it's been out since the turn of the century, with electromedicine.
Right. Well,
and
of course, we're talking about
a brand new technology, brand new profit stream, non-drug, non-invasive.
Direction.
Who do you know that suffers with chronic pain? Who
Everybody,
do you know that, is toxic? So... that pretty much sums it up, as far as what we've got. And then with the voice in the community, the reason I want to give back 1,000 hours, $250 per treatment is what we pretty much go at. And so at 1,000 hours times 1,000, that's, what, $25 million giving back to the community free of charge and then leaving behind instruments that were purchased with no training back in the early 80s that are sitting out there in a closet somewhere.
Right.
Well, you'll bring up the name Occiscope. Yeah, I heard about that. Whatever happened to that? Well, there was never any reproducible training protocol, and that's what I oversaw 45,000 plus patients in the last 25 years so I said, this works. This is how you do it. That you do it this step by step, and you'll get the same result every time.
Okay, very good. Well, just to recap, John, and I cannot thank you enough, but in terms of our listening audience, they can go to Thorpe Institute.com if they want some additional information. in regards to some of the physicians. They can, you said functionalmedicine.org.
Correct.
And that there's a particular book that they could read, which was The Cancer Cure That Worked.
That worked. That's 50 years of oppression, and that's about Rife's work back in the 20s and the 30s.
Very good. And you were so gracious to give us your cell number, which I was like, man, this guy is crazy. But the fact of the matter is you're committed, and I love it.
Now, it's like, hey, I was raised with cancer, so I know what it feels like.
Amen. Amen.
You know, my mom got cancer when I was one, given a year to live, double radical mastectomies, but she instilled a faith in me that's unpenetratable and told me, if you can dream it, you can do it. Well, my
Amen.
Dreams are big, and I'm out to change the face of medicine. So those who want to participate, hey, join the team.
Well, that's why I had you on today, John. I'm so excited, and I was just saying a moment ago, I've got two Duracin boys that I'm going to be sending your way to be trained to become technicians. So, and aside from that, we've got some other things that we're going to be doing together to change the face of all of these former football players in the National Football League, and I know that excites Ray as well. So I want to thank you again, John, for joining us. Again, this was John Thorpe from the Thorpe Institute. He is the absolute world's specialist and expert on relieving pain. And so we want to take a quick break. But, John, again, thank you for joining us. And you and I will be in touch real soon, okay?
Hey, take care, Dave.
All right,
thank you.
To you, our listening audience, you're listening to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duracin. We'll be right back just after these few messages. Stay with us.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
We all share similar desires to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your inner journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D, featuring host Dave Duracin. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duracin, and we've been on with Dr. John Thorpe of the Thorpe Institute, talking about pain relief and the microcurrents technology, and the fact that our bodies are electrical instruments, and that disease, which is dis-ease, comes when the electrical currents move sideways based upon injury or what have you, but that the body will, in fact, heal itself. And it's been proven, his technology's proven by the FDA. It's backed by a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And as I've told you guys many times, my show, Double Time with Double D. This is not Football 101. And you heard the number come across by our announcer, 888-346-9144. But I've got to challenge you guys, the listeners. You know, for the most part, you guys do not call in, but of course I'll have my guests and they call in. But if there's never been a time when I should in fact hear from somebody, today is that day, based upon the information that John Thorpe gave us. But on top of that, he's talking about creating 1,000 jobs for 1,000 volunteer hours, and you'll make $2,500 a day. Now, you know, and this is not one of those things where, you know, this is a marketing gimmick that Dave Jewerson's, you know, getting paid on or something like that. No, I brought this to you guys because I lost my dad to cancer. And, you know, and of course, I played in the National Football League. We know about orthopedic injuries. And so, you know, Ray and I were just having this conversation. And Ray, you know, in regards to what you heard Thorpe to say, I mean, it's sound technology. It's common sense. But to the fact that this technology has existed since 1920, you know, we have to believe that this is not the first time that an awesome cure or technology has been hidden from the face of the average person. But with where we find ourselves today, and particularly with regards to the things that are happening within the economy and what have you, there's no time like the present for a guy like John Thorpe.
And I agree with you, Dave. And like I said, my comment to him is he went direct to the core of the business model of medicine. And I think the fact that he's attacking it, but he's also provided a solution. You know,
absolutely,
there's other opportunities. I mean, he mentioned just roughly $12,000+ a week, and that's somewhere in the neighborhood of $600,000, you know, annually. And he's talking about a week of training. And I didn't hear him say you had to be a genius. You know,
most of
the times are those in the medical profession are perceived to be, you know, pretty intelligent people.
Right.
But I didn't even hear him say you had to have a certain IQ. You
that's
know,
right.
It's
he said he could train anybody.
Exactly. And but for me, Dave, I, like you, you know, I lost my mom. I lost my dad to cancer, and I also lost my mom. But I lost my mom. He said something that really touched the nerve with me. And when my mother went into the hospital, and she was suffering from diabetes, and she was going to have a procedure where a portion of her foot was going to be removed. But I did not, nor I was never led by anybody to believe in the hospital that it was a life or death situation. I mean, most times when people go in, there's always a chance that something could happen. But this was supposed to be a procedure of which they were accustomed to doing on a regular basis. I didn't think I was going to say goodbye to my mom when she went into the hospital. My mother never came out of that hospital.
Mm.
And, you know, there was infections that took place and the complications, not with the surgery, but with the recovery infection, things of that nature. So when he talks about infections that happen in the hospital and, you know, you think it's supposed to be a very sterile environment and those
right.
type of things don't happen, there's too many. Medicine has always been identified as a practice,
mm-hmm.
and I think they should have perfected it by now, and it sounds like he has.
Yeah. More negative things happened to my dad in this last 14, 16 months when he went into the nursing home than ever occurred when he was on his own, you know, living at home in Muncie after my mother passed. You know, his health was absolutely fine. But upon going into the nursing home, it was almost immediately downhill.
And then he brought up another issue of concern too, Dave, is about the writing of prescriptions by
yeah.
doctors. I mean, you can go in to see a doctor. You may have you know, something that is a continuation. I'm still feeling the same way I was before. I may need another, you know, prescription. But first of all, the way the system is set up, he will not write that prescription without you coming to the office. So, you know, of course, he's going to get paid then. And then when he gets there, he probably will write the same prescription that you knew you just needed some more of, whatever that drug he had prescribed for you.
Right.
So, you know, he brings about a lot of questions that make you, like Arsenio Hall used to say, makes you go,
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about prescription drugs that quote-unquote mask pain, but in regards to what John Thorpe's talking about,
don't cure.
It's healing.
That's
the body
right.
is healing itself from the inside out.
And he talked about
Ray,
wellness.
We've got joining us, too, is our legal analyst, Kim Harper, calling in from Dallas. And so I wanted to get Kim in on this discussion as well. Kim, good to have you with us. Welcome to Double Time.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back.
How's everything?
It's good. It's really good. I was listening to the doctor, and one of the things that also intrigued me, I know we're football related, but this really could expand beyond football and go to every athlete and more, and even more than that. My daughter's a dancer, and she complains of knee pain between the jumps and the turns and the twirls and her being on point, that could also help other individuals in other industries as well.
Right.
So that was pretty intriguing to me. So great guest.
Hey, Kim, I wanted to ask a question. I didn't mean to put the doctor, certainly didn't want to throw him under the bus. But it certainly seems to me that he has himself even some concerns because, as Dave mentioned, you know, that he's looking for, there's a solution that's out there now, and it could pretty much cure, relieve you, you know, creating wellness. Is there something to this? Are doctors really not interested in healing their patients? I mean, is this possibly a legal matter?
Well, I'm not sure that it's a legal matter, but I have heard this claim before because there are several medicines that are not being pushed through the FDA. The U.S. requires everything to be certified through the FDA, and the first thing that you hear if it doesn't get FDA approval is, it's not FDA approval, don't use it, don't touch it, don't do it. And in some instances, the FDA charges so much and takes so long. Some of these drugs that can actually help you that could have been beneficial 20 years ago have still not gotten approved. So not to condemn the medical industry, but there are probably more medicines than we are publicly made aware of that can actually cure a disease. There are several things that have been out there where people have said they have plants when mixed with certain other ingredients will cure AIDS, not HIV, the actual full-blown disease. So I'm not quite sure that, and I don't want to say it's by the doctors themselves, but at this point, medicine by design may not always be there for curing purposes, more preventative purposes. It's not so much whether, because it will stop the pharmaceutical industry. They will have to, you know, if they can give you four pills over a period of 4 months, that will completely devastate you having to buy, you know, Advil every month.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to shift this discussion, though, back to where I was with John. And we've also got joining us on the show right now, Gil Tyree, our great sports analyst, CBS sports analyst, and great contributor to Double Time with Double D. So, Gil, wanted to bring you in and welcome you to the show as well.
Double D, always a pleasure. How you doing?
Good to have you. Good to have you. I want to get your thoughts in regards to this, Gil. I'm not certain that you had the opportunity to hear John Thorpe on earlier talking about microcurrent technology and
right.
The fact that our bodies are in essence, you know, we're electrical systems, just like the movie The Matrix.
Right.
And
well,
that,
first of all,
the body will heal itself.
I listened to it, and I thought it was an excellent interview. And the way I look at it, too, and I think, you know, Kim touched on this and Ray touched on this in terms of where we are with prescription drugs and where we are creating an addiction. And all we're doing is continually funding the pharmaceutical business. And I think the approach that Dr. Thorpe had talked about, which is really one that I think about life preservation and how we do maintenance
right.
as we get older, is perfect. And I totally applaud it and I support it because we have to, you know, our pain threshold at some point in our lives gets to the point where it gets out of whack. And we need to find ways from a naturopathic standpoint to deal with that. And I think he's on point, and I totally support that.
Yeah, well, you know, but here's the thing that a beauty for me. You know, John Thorpe is one of the great stuntmen of all time. You've seen, you know, in the $6 Million Man and all this James Bond stuff. You know, he's the guy who's up there, you know, doing flying off of cliffs on kites and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, doing crash landings into the middle of the ocean. Just an incredible individual. So I define the stuntman as an athlete, no different than
a
professional athlete as well. And
no question.
So he ran up on this technology due to a sports-related injury. And,
right.
and what I've always argued is that sports medicine is so far advanced from what we'll call normal general medicine. And that's always been the case. But here's a perfect example where at its core, you know, he's identified and it's proven by a Nobel Peace Prize winner that our bodies are simply electrical current. And if we get the current right, we get everything else right. And particularly because of the guys that we played with, Ray, the National Football League, and Gil, that you know very well, you know, thousands of these guys, they've got orthopedic knee problems. Wilbur Marshall, my teammate's a perfect example, who needs two knee replacements. So as a result of that, he's got all this pain, so he's not very mobile. So Wilbur's put on like an additional 100 pounds, so now he's got diabetes. He's got some issues going on with high blood pressure and potential heart disease. But through this technology that John Thorpe is bringing to bear, with that release of pain comes quality of life for a guy like Wilbur, who then goes outside and is mobile because his knees don't hurt anymore, and we can get his diabetes under control, get his blood pressure under control, and perhaps reduce the risk of heart disease.
Well, you know, you look at it even so too. You know, you can bring up one of your former teammates who now resides in the state of South Carolina, William Perry.
Absolutely.
I mean, same problem. I mean, you know, Fridge was big from the get-go, but just from the standpoint of the amount of injuries it took its toll, I mean, he blew up even more and is struggling right now in terms of dealing with some life-threatening injuries and life-threatening illnesses as it relates to what you're talking about. And like I said, I can't applaud Dr. Thorpe and Dave, you, and also Ray, in terms of coming to grips with this issue as we get older. I mean, the baby boomer generation is on the clock now.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the ones who are going to be in the convalescent homes. We're the ones that are going to deal with in terms of how we live our lives now, because we're in a new season in our lives. And I think it's important for you guys to recognize that. And as I said earlier, this is now about life preservation, and it's so important to find ways to deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Gil, if I could just add to what Gil was saying there, you know, we are a society of convenience, and that seems to be what this technology has done across the board. Technology has been applied to every industry there is for the convenience of making things more comfortable for us, with the exception of the medicine industry. We continue to get sick. We continue to take just as much time as it's taken before to heal, with the exception every now and then in sports, you'll find something that comes along to accelerate the process of healing, only to get you back on the court. But as you said, David, it's just a Band-Aid. It's really not a real cure. And the medicine industry, I think, has compromised itself because there has not been cures and real solutions.
Yes. Yeah, I think that without question. And so, Kim, you know, I was bringing you in today because we were going to go off and finish up this what in the football, this what in the hell. And my plan was to give John like 5 or 10 minutes of discussion. We were going to get into all this other stuff about Albert Hainsworth and Marvin Harrison and all those guys. But the information that John Thorpe was bringing, this is life-changing. And so as a result, you know, of course, I'm allowed to throw an audible every now and then, so I threw myself one. And so we just are dedicating this entire show to health and wellness. And
well,
so, you know, I want to give you an opportunity to chime in again in regards to this discussion and just ask you, you know, from a woman's perspective, you know, in terms of these issues with pain. One of the things that John did not discuss, but his technology also will eliminate menstrual pain and those types of things. And again, so from a quality of life standpoint, you know, we're not just talking about affecting injury, but those you know, those chronic pains that a number of women deal with on a regular basis that perhaps even you could relate to.
Well, I hope that all the men listening to this program is calling quickly, because they'll never be able to get on his cell phone now that we know that.
That's right.
Because that is huge. I mean, and a lot of women don't suffer from it, or you suffer from it from at various points of life. Earlier in life, you may not suffer from it, but certainly, if that is the case, particularly, and even with my mom, who later in life has been wearing high heels for 40 years, you know, and now has pain running down her back and through her legs because she can't see life without her 3-4-inch heels. I mean, so, it, you know, once you expand that ability to cover pain to those realms, especially when you're dealing with specific female issues, he's got a pretty big area to cover, and it would be wonderful to see doctors actually looking to do cures for that, as opposed to just take another pill or have another surgery and then take more pills and get more shots and so on and so forth. But, Dave, I'm going to digress 1 second because I want you to remember this for next week, because you're going to have to do part three, because I was warmed up and ready to hit you with these two guys with Haynesworth and him not wanting his money, and the Redskins now wanting $21 million back that they've paid him since April. So I'm going, what in the football is on his mind?
Okay, well, I tell you what, because, Ray, this is a perfect segue for your show, which is going to be on in about 2 hours. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We're going to do a special show today. The NBA is actually going to have its chance to have its version of the Super Bowl. You know, most of the times the series
Absolutely.
May end, I want to say prematurely. But today, of course, tonight is at game 7.
Yeah.
And so we'll have a chance to talk a little basketball.
Right. And I'm going to call in on Ray Shell Kim in 2 hours, and we can certainly continue the What in the Football discussion at some point there, too, because, you know, I just can't see giving the NBA a whole hour of discussion. So we got all this other good stuff going on in regards to guys like Marvin Harrison driving the wrong way up a street with a loaded gun that may, in fact, right. implement him in a murder that took place in 2008. So,
Dave, I think
he's in
deep trouble
do so,
with
we'll
that,
have
too.
A discussion.
I think he's in deep trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. So, listen, unfortunately, you know, we never have enough time, but I'm excited about the fact that I had all these great individuals to come on and support me on my show today. I want to send out a special thank you to John Thorpe from the Thorpe Institute. You guys have his information. Go to Thorpe Institute. That's T-H-O-R-P, institute.com for more information. He also gave us his cell number, 805-798-1121. If you want a job, if you want to get trained, if you know somebody who needs to get trained and get employment, make sure that then you reach out to ThorpeInstitute.com. Thank you to Gil Tyree. Thank you to Kim Harper. Special thank you to Ray Ellis. And thank you to my man in the booth, taking care of things, making it all happen, Dion. And thank you to you, the fans, because without you, there'd be no Double Time. I'm Dave Duerson. We'll see you again next week on Double Time with Double D. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for joining Dave Duerson for Double Time with Double D. We'll be back again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern for another look inside the game, words of inspiration, and more on the Voice America Sports Channel. Game's on again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.